from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Scheer Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six and six.
What a mess over here.
What is gone on?
You overfilled his coffee.
Oh, did I?
It's your fault, Marty.
That's my fault.
William can't pick a cup of coffee up.
Physically can't pick that coffee up.
Well, so lean over and drink it.
Just have some of the meniscus out of it.
What?
The meniscus?
Yeah, isn't it the top of a bit of liquid? The meniscus.
Is it? That's a tendon.
It's a science term.
It's a thing in your body, isn't it?
The surface tension bubble thing.
Yeah, it's the curve over the top. Top fluid, right. The meniscus. Yeah.
Meniscus, good word.
Yeah, you had to measure from the top, or the bottom of the meniscus.
I think from the top of the meniscus.
Mm. In math.
Interesting.
Not many other radio shows talking about the meniscus this morning.
Well, and more fool there, because the listeners love that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at number one, Daniel Andrews has ruled out a public holiday for Victorians for the King's coronation on May 6th. Well, that's a shame. Yeah. Because we needed one more.
Yeah.
I'd like the holiday, but I don't think we need it, do we?
King's heavily coronation. Stacked into the early part of the year.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we could have pushed it out.
That's true, yeah. In October.
Middle
of October would be perfect. November.
We have Cup Day.
Cup Day in November.
Yeah. There's October nothing in and October. September. Well, there's September, there's
Grand Final.
Friday. We need one in like August.
August.
Mm. Yeah, or July. Nice.
It's July. Queen's birthday, but that's June, isn't
King's.
It?
Yeah. King's birthday.
Sorry, oh yeah, King's of course. Barlay Queen.
Do we get the most, Victoria? When I was in Brisbane recently, everyone was telling me, geez, you get a lot of public holidays.
I think
the Grand Final parade one upset a few people.
Might be a bonus.
Interstate.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one.
Added one.
We've been through this and it was very confusing.
It was. Let's not go through it again.
No.
Coming in at number two, Qantas will now be serving larger meals and new dishes across regional, domestic and international flights.
International
flights.
Kiwi flights.
Following a multi-million dollar investment, it's the single biggest investment in Qantas in-flight and lounge dining in a decade, and follows the airline's billion-dollar profit for the first half of 2023.
Well, that's good news. They can afford it.
They can afford it.
Yeah. Do we have a menu yet?
No, we don't, Matthew. And no chef attached either.
Oh, not a Neil Perry or anything?
No, it's probably Aristos.
Surprise!
Surprise!
That would be a surprise.
What did I find in your handbag, madam? A muesli bar and a capsicum.
Some Mentos.
And some Mentos. I think I can make dessert.
What?
Well, there's cutlets on this picture and a lovely hunk of fish.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.
This is the Qantas menu.
Full handbrake after a wrist. And our old mate's giving it a bit of cutlet. I was just winding up. What's in your backpack, sir?
Oh, yes, DC.
What's in your backpack, sir? Oh, you've got a banana and an old muffin.
But what's on the menu, Matthew?
Korean fried bannockburn chicken with pickled radish.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you, Matthew. Jesus. Yeah. Coming in at number three, production for Jamie Foxx's new film with Cameron Diaz has been halted after he reportedly had a major meltdown on set and fires four from the project's staff.
Oh.
Not Channel 10's The Project from
the movie.
From the movie. Yeah, Waleed's safe. Yeah. Everyone relax.
Yeah, okay.
Coming in at number four, Dominic Perrottet has admitted he called the state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, to help secure an ambulance when his wife fell ill, but the New South Wales Premier insists he did not get special favours. Absolute rubbish.
Yeah. There are elections this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. This weekend.
You've rung the health minister to get your wife an ambulance, but you don't believe that you've been given any special favours.
Yeah.
But what can he do in that moment, Brad Hazzard? Mm. Like, he doesn't have a direct line to the paramedics, does he?
Well, he would. He'd be able to ring someone.
Sure.
He'd ring the head of the ambos and say, Dominic's wife still sent someone out.
Mm.
Number five, new research has found the heaviest drinkers aged 14 to 24 are kids from high socioeconomic backgrounds. Rich kids.
Rich kids.
Rich kids.
Rich kids of Instagram.
Going to parties.
Yeah. Because they can afford to drink.
Yeah.
When no one else can. That's why they're all taking pingers.
Well, this isn't about pingers.
No.
Pingers.
But it is about the cost of alcohol.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, $15 for a pint.
Mm-hmm.
Not many kids rolling around having six of those.
True. No.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
The Baking Association of Australia has found another fantastic sausage roll. The best one in the country can be found at the McKinnon Village
Top
Bakery.
Top 6 out of 6.
I blame you, Troy.
Me? What's on the back page? Time for sporting news now. Wide World of Will. What's happening there, William?
Thank you, Troy. Last night at the tribunal, Shane McAdam got a 3-match ban, which is about what people were expecting.
Yeah. That's about the minimum you can get if it goes to the tribunal.
So it was a severe impact rather than high impact.
Right.
That was the difference between the Cozzy Pickett bump, which people believe should have been about equal, if not worse.
Mm. Looked pretty severe to me.
That's the popular opinion amongst the AFL community. We had Joey and Rue on the
I bet Bailey Smith felt it was severe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
His teeth were rattling in the back of his head.
And people are arguing that he didn't, in fact, get hit high because both players continued to play, both Jacob Ware and Bailey Smith.
There's a lot of people trying to talk around this.
Mm. Yeah.
Can it not just be that two blokes left their feet and launched themselves at other blokes?
Yeah.
You're talking about inches.
And it's also just because they played out the game doesn't mean that there was no sort of concussion impact.
I don't know why you'd be trying to downplay this at a time when the AFL is just in a concussion hotspot.
Mm. Yeah. Players that seemed like they were fine at the time is exactly where it's gotten us where we are now.
Just I think there's a feeling out there that somehow the AFL is less than if blokes can't shirt front each other.
Yeah.
But we've moved past that.
Absolutely. You Adelaide know. Are, in fact, expected to appeal the decision. They're unhappy with the result. And McAdam said, it was never my intention to harm Jacob. I'm glad he didn't sustain any injury. I'm disappointed with the outcome and will consider any avenue to appeal.
Well, he's an idiot. Well, he's a full idiot.
Clubs and players are always going to defend themselves. Mm. But, yeah, I think the AFL shouldn't back down at all.
Nah.
Three head-high bumps in round one with three very different outcomes. One,
if
two,
he's
three
saying
weeks.
It wasn't his intention to hurt that bloke, that's just absolute rubbish.
Simon Goodwin, of course, the D's coach, said, our game is about tackling. There is no need to bump. I think it is dead. So hopefully we see less and less bumps over the course of the season.
Mm.
Happier news. Big week for Harry Sheasel.
Yeah.
We touched on his 34
great
disposals.
News for Harry. Great news for North.
34 disposals and a win on debut. Then a Rising Star nomination. And now a 2-year extension until the end of 2026.
I'd give him the keys to the clubhouse. I'd let him lock it up at night.
So he was taken alongside George Wardlaw in the draft. Mm. Two of the picks that came out of the Jason Horne-Francis trade.
Mm.
And he has now gone through 8 weeks of hamstring rehab, has Wardlaw, and he's expected to return to footy this weekend as well. So between the two of them, we could have a very exciting future for North.
Mm.
NRL news, speaking of suspensions and judiciary, Melbourne's halfback Jerome Hughes will miss 2 games for a late shot on Gold Coast Tanner Boyd. It was a grade 2 charge.
Okay.
So they were hoping to get that downgraded, but it has now, in fact, been upgraded.
Storm are having a tough start to
the
year.
13th after 2 rounds.
Very unstorm-like.
Sorry, 3 rounds. They're seeking to bounce back after 2 consecutive losses to the Bulldogs and the Titans. It's a home game against the Tigers on Friday night. They haven't been 1-3 since 2004.
Ooh.
They still made the finals that year.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's a very proud club with a very good history over the last 20 years.
Yep.
Also a huge blow for the Dolphins ahead of Friday night's first derby against the Broncos. Dolphins, Broncos, Brisbane is going to be rocking up there when that takes place.
No.
But Felice Kafusi will not be playing. He's now got a 4-week charge after he went to the judiciary last night.
Okay.
That's going to be very exciting. That Brisbane will have, as we spoke to Max Gorn last week, Lions, Demons and Dolphins, Broncos at the exact same time Friday night.
How far apart are those two venues?
The Gabba and Suncorp, 20-minute drive.
Oh, right, okay.
15, yeah.
So is everyone going to get onto Caxton Street? Where will they? Where will everyone consume alcohol after both those
Caco
events?
Caco will be rocking, and then maybe the Howard Smith Wharves afterwards.
Is the Chalk still opposite the Gabba?
I think the Chalk shut down.
No.
Yeah.
I three enjoying, levels of fun.
It was good. They had a very good winter party there. It was like snow themed. Ballet, the Chalk. Cricket news.
Reminds me of that function that Gorillas in the Mist. Very in joke.
As it should remain.
As it will remain.
Let's keep it in.
And as it will remain.
Australia will take on India tonight at 7 p.m. in cricket.
I was looking for it last night. Do you know how disappointed I was to realise it wasn't on? I was like, no, I'm a day early.
7 p.m. though, so it's good watching time.
Yeah,
it's at Chennai, and they're expecting a full sellout. I think it's going to be very, very busy in India. We are expecting the return of David Warner.
Because is it normally not busy in India?
I saw photos. Guys camping.
How many quiet nights do you reckon there are in India?
Oh, no one's out tonight.
Oh, not many. You could fire a cannon up the street. Yeah. Where is everyone?
Of course, the ODI World Cup starts in October in India, so it's a good warm-up. We'd like to win this series. Mm. And then, as I said before, the most marketable Australian athletes in the Herald Sun this morning. Mm. Top 50 has been released.
Let's go through them. That 50.
The highest AFL player is Bailey Smith at 19. So it kind of favours
that feels
individual athletes.
Yeah. I guess number two, but I cannot think of a person who would be
more marketable.
Yeah. What's the competition?
Most marketable Australian sports stars. So the top 10, we got Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
Alex de Minaur. Mm. Steve Smith. Marnus Labuschagne.
Oh, I know. Nick Kyrgios.
Kyrgios comes in at number four. Oh. Before him, we have Paddy Mills at six, as you said, Loz. Steph Gilmore at five.
Good.
Then Josh Giddey at three, our man.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, of course, Sam Kerr. Got a big year ahead of her. And then number one is Pat Cummins.
Paddy Cummins. Yeah, captain of the Australian cricket team.
I guess makes sense on a global scale.
Well, in the markets that he's big in.
Yeah.
I mean, you've only got to look at David Warner having $10 million Instagram followers. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the power of India. Never busy, though.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.